This is St. Louis Public Radio. It's more than 4 months since the launch of what's known as the Board of Freeholders, but the panel that could suggest big changes to St. Louis and St. Louis County governance hasn't done anything, primarily because of a deadlock in appointing city members. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports, the city stalemate is generating frustration, even as proponents of the process aren't giving up hope.
When the Board of Freeholders launched in September 2019, proponents were bullish that the body could present transformative changes to city and county residents. It came after a plan known as Better Together that would have created a metro government over the city and county floundered. There's just one big problem. The St. Louis Board of Aldermen still has not approved St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson's nominees, blowing past a constitutionally mandated deadline. It's an outcome that's profoundly frustrated city leaders like St. Louis Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed.
If you're asking me personally as the president of the Board of Aldermen, I think this thing needs to move. I think it needed to move a month ago.
St. Louis's elected officials attribute the long, long delay to a multitude of factors. The biggest one is that aldermen did not like who St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson picked as freeholder nominees. Some members of the Black Caucus wanted more representation from North St. Louis, which Reed says is a vital concern. He's pointed out that the statewide Better Together plan collapsed after near unanimous opposition from the African American political community.
There's so much that this body will be charged to do. I mean, we're talking about reshaping our government as you know, for the foreseeable future. This can be a 100-year change plus that we're looking at. So certainly it has to be done. It has to be done correctly.
In response to aldermanic concerns, Crewson offered up new nominees, but that has not broken the deadlock. Because St. Louis is violating a constitutionally mandated timeline to approve freeholder nominees, it's entirely possible that the approved members of the board could hire attorneys that could sue the city. The board could also bring in expensive staffers to start work on a plan without city appointees. In either one of these scenarios, the city would have to pick up half the tab. But the board can't even entertain those options now because it does not have a quorum after Mark Montavani's resignation to consider a run for county executive. And Stephen Conway, the chief of staff for Crewson, isn't sure the Board of Freeholders can actually do anything until the city members are seated.
You don't like uncertainty to any process, and that's why it's attendant upon the president and the rest of the aldermen to act in some fashion.
Joseph Blanner is Governor Mike Parson's appointee to the Board of Freeholders. Once the city gets its act together, Blanner says the board will have to meet with attorneys about how much time is available to come up with a plan.
I mean, if we take the position that we don't have any jurisdiction to act until everyone's seated, then it would only make sense that the clock wouldn't start until everyone's seated.
Some expect the final result of the freeholders process will be allowing voters to decide if the city of St. Louis should become a municipality within St. Louis County, similar to, say, Clayton or Florissant. But various iterations of that proposal have failed over the past few decades. And that leaves St. Louis Alderwoman Sharon Tyus questioning if the entire struggle to get the Board of Freeholders up and running will lead to anything.
Neither the city or the county put this together. The municipal league did. I don't think they did enough checking because I don't think the city and the county really want to merge. So I don't think you're going to get much out of it anyway.
The Board of Freeholders, though, does not have to recommend that St. Louis and St. Louis County governments should somehow combine. Board members could suggest consolidating city and county services. And St. Louis County Executive Sam Page says those proposals could serve as a guide to move a divided St. Louis region forward.
I think that conversation, an engaged conversation that residents in the city and residents of the county participate in, is a much more important process and a much more important event than any product they come up with.
For now, though, there is no product to consider because the board still isn't whole. Reed says he's hoping for a resolution sooner rather than later. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.